traffic.
All right, 640 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. I want to get a question answered that was asked yesterday. Of course, during the midday show, towards the end, the announcement came out from Governor Ivey that state beaches were closed. And with that, nobody missed a step till they lit up the text line saying, what about the boat launch? What about the boat launch? And, well, let's get it answered. Director of Alabama Marine Resources, our buddy Scott Bannon, checking in right now. Hey, Scott.
Good morning, Sean. Yeah, I think the press release came out right about 2 and about 2:04. I got the first phone call about the boat ramps as well. And so I had a discussion with Commissioner Blankenship, and we feel that it's still important to keep those public access boat launches open. We're supporting the fact that people need to not gather and stay at home as much as possible. But if you're going to go out in the boat, that's probably your family that you're quarantined with or your close friends that you're spending most of your time with anyway, and you can exercise the social distancing in the parking lot. So for now, all the public access boat ramps that the state maintains will be open, and the waterways are open. That was a question. I think people had concerns that the waters were closing, and they are not. This doesn't impact the water and the fishery. And our federal for-hire folks are working on plans to meet the requirements to social distance, and then our commercial fishermen who are feeding the folks, they immediately had a concern that they need to get out and still continue to work and provide food to our economy. And then again, the people who now have some time on their hands, the trigger fish is open, the trout are moving around a little bit. So I will be talking with the mayors of Isle of Battery and Dauphin Island today, because those ramps are actually controlled by them, and seeing if what their plans are, and maybe a few in Baldwin County, but the state owned ramps will be open for now.
Okay, so but specifically the Billy Goat Hole, that belongs to Dauphin Island, not the state.
That's correct. And Little Billy Goat belongs to the Park and Beach Board, and I will talk with them, and they've used sport fish monies. Ramps that have used sport fish monies, it gets a little strange about whether or not they can close those because you've used these federal funds. But, we're not going to strong-arm a municipality or somebody if they feel like this is in the best interest of health and safety. But in general, I feel like those will probably be open. But I will follow up with Mayor Collier and the Park and Beach Board today.
A couple pieces of this. Number one, I think y'all ought to save that 4-minute reaction time questions about the boat ramps. If there's ever the feds are asking, well, really, how into fishing are the people in South Alabama? You could use that as an example. During this, people were concerned about the boat ramps. But number two, I'm glad you said it, and I talked to Mayor Collier about this yesterday. Y'all, the water and the beach are not the problem. The outside is good. The outside is clean. The outside is right. It's just the other human beings, right? I mean, the people say they're closing the beach, and they have something in their mind that the beach is at question. The beach is fine.
No. If people would have probably done a little better job of exercising that social distance, it may not have been a problem. And remember, the governor has to make, and the state health officer has to make the best decisions they think so that we flatten this curve. I mean, we're all going to support that. But we feel that, at the boat launch, you're within those social distances, in the launching of that boat. And those folks that are good don't even communicate. One gets in the boat, one backs a trailer, things go, and you're not at the boat ramp. You don't hang out at the boat ramp. You don't interact with other folks. Now, our staff is not conducting surveys
okay.
at the boat ramp.
That was my next question, yeah, because that's the only people I really interact with at the boat ramp are your folks in the blue shirts there, so.
That's correct. We immediately canceled that program, not canceled, we delayed it until this passes. We were not going to put our staff at risk, and we did not want to put voters at risk of someone being a carrier. So we delayed that program until a future date. And then our enforcement officers will still be out. There's still safety concerns on the water, and there's still regulatory concerns on the water. And I have had the question that, are we going to suspend the fishing rules? And I said no, because we have not declared martial law. We are not. There's still a food supply. The grocery stores are still getting groceries. If people would relax and buy at normal rates, we would be fine. But supplies are still coming. So we are not that far off into this. But it is a time of concern, and we are going to make sure that we're following all the rules. Our offices are now going to close. We've been open for very limited activity. We are now going to close for that. People can buy their recreational license online at outdooralabama.com. and commercial, they can call us and we will work with them to get those into their hands.
All right. Will, and you talk about the enforcement mechanism, sure, because you're, you know, the folks working with you there, they're by themselves or with one other person doing those, you know, working out there on the water. They're not, I mean, they're not in a big group, so it's safe for them to work.
That's correct. And that's why we still felt it was important. You know, the public needs to know that there are public safety officials still out there. We're still going to respond to things. And also to know that, you know, we're still going to maintain the same regulatory rules that we always have. And we may ask you to, hey, can you read the date on that fishing license for me and some other
sure.
things? We're going to limit our personal contact with the public unless, you know, sometimes you got to lay hands on bad guys, and that's unfortunate. But beyond that, we're going to exercise social distancing.
Will Alabama Marine Resources, will y'all be dealing with any of the enforcement of people on a beach, or is that going to be for the land-based law enforcement?
Well, we are assisting with that. Yesterday, when the closures came about, you know, some of those accesses in Baldwin County are state-owned assets. They belong to the Department of Conservation, to our Parks Division, and so they have limited staff, so we provided some support for that. You know, we have the assets to be able to help support that. And again, it's not about taking people to jail that are out on the beach. It's about making sure that people are safe. And so yes, we'll make some patrols down there and get the word out and help support the governor's rule to do that. And then we hope and pray that this is short-lived, that after April the 6th, we get back to some relative norm and people go have fun in the outdoors here.
Yeah, well, next time we talk, hopefully we're just talking about snapper and speckled trout and those kind of things.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you for your time.
Thanks, guys. Y'all stay safe.
Hey, will do. Director of Alabama Marine Resources, Scott Pannon, checking in right here on Mobile Morning.